So we're holding over here in Bishul. And as we're moving along, we're learning the different rules that there is for Bishul. Yesterday we learned about told us chama. Ches, Bishul acha Bishul. Another rule that we need to know before we start discussing the halachas of practical cases is Bishul acha Bishul. What does Bishul acha Bishul mean? It means that something which was already fully cooked cannot be over Bishul on that. As if I take something which was fully cooked and now I cook it again, there's no Bishul. What's considered fully cooked? So it's very negate to know what's considered fully cooked. What's considered fully cooked? So there's a difference between food and liquid. When we're talking about something solid, fully cooked is what the general clout of people consider that this is already fully cooked. It's not raw, it's not hard, it's not crunchy, it's fully cooked. But when it comes to liquids, what's considered fully cooked? What? When it's hot. If people consider this a hot drink. So Rav Moshe writes that by liquids, it's when it reaches resichos, would be mamish fully cooked. Resichos is fully cooked.
It's boiling.
Right, boiling. When it's bubbling. Yatzledes, which we spoke about, Michael ben Desai. What's considered Michael ben Desai, which is a third and half cooked by solids. How do you measure a third or a half cooked by solids? Either you could do it by time, right? If let's say it takes this piece of food to cook an hour. So you could divide, we mean an hour from when the food starts to get hot, it's really hot, until it's finally cooked, it's the hour. So you could divide the hour into three parts or into two parts. That's how you measure it. Others learn that the way you measure it is when it's a third of its ripe, of its readiness. But scientifically, it's about the same time. So if you divide it by time, you're doing well. So that's by food. Food is fully cooked when people consider this fully cooked. From the time it starts cooking to fully cooked is how we divide it into half or thirds in order to figure out what Michael ben Desai is. But for Bishul's sake, for our halachas, it's still Bishul until it gets to fully cooked. When it comes to liquids, when it's bubbling, it's called resichos. That's fully cooked. When it reaches Yatzeledesbo, which is around 110 degrees, which is the shear that you pull your finger out of. So Yatzeledesbo, at that point, is considered equal to a third cooked of a salad. And a little more than Yatzeledes is like half cooked. So when we'll learn the dinim later of whatever may be Negeya Machal Ben Desai, that's how we're going to compare salads to liquids, yeah? Got it? Good. So now, when it comes to Bishul acha Bishul, when it comes to solids, as long as it's once fully cooked, even though now it's cold and I'm warming it up, I'm not being goyim on Bishul. We may have different other halachas to whether I'm allowed to warm up this piece of food or not, but those are midrabanan, but it's not Bishul deraisa. Once it was fully cooked, even though cooled off, it's no longer included in Bishul. By a liquid that came to a boil, which is considered fully cooked, and now it got cooled off down to cold, to where it's considered cold. If I go ahead and I re-boil this, or I re-warm up this water, I'm being oif on Bishul. Why is there a difference between a solid food, a solid and a liquid? Why is there a difference? So the answer is because when it comes to to potatoes, what's the shevach? What's happening through the Maaseh Bishul? What's the Maaseh Bishul creating over here? Maaseh Bishul is taking it from being raw to edible. So when it comes fully edible, already has reached this point, that you accomplished bishul, even though it cooled off, but it's the same piece of mashed potatoes that you had yesterday, you have today. But by liquid, we said yesterday, we asked the question yesterday, why is there bishul on liquid, on, why is the bishul on water, why is the bishul on chicken soup? It's already, what am I changing? What's the change? So we said that the hot water is under a chefs, it's all different, something else. There's cold water and there's hot water. There's cold chicken soup and there's hot chicken soup. There's a cold iced coffee and there's a hot coffee. Two different worlds. So the bishul of a liquid is that I made it hot. Once it loses that heat, so now by me rewarming it and bringing it back to become hot water, I'm doing the ma'aseh bishul of water. So it comes out there's two categories of bishul. There's bishul on solids, then there's another sugya of bishul on liquids.
Bishul on solids, you're not, even though it's fully cooked, you're allowed to reheat it. You're not cooking it anymore.
Right, mitam hilchis bishul, yes. Now we'll learn later on that Chazal made different takanas. I need to have a blech, I need to have different things. But mitam hilchis bishul, we're already out of bishul. Cold chicken soup is not, and it's edible, but it's not, no one drinks it. If the yeshiva served, there'll be an uproar if the Shabbos chicken soup was cold. We're not staying for Shabbos anymore, right? It would not work.
But the grill was on over Shabbos, you can't put a hot dog on, right? Hot star bar.
Right, nice we'll have to work that out. But there are dine drabon which we have to deal with, which maybe we could work out. But okay, so look over the inside. It says bishul achabishul ches davish shikvad nishbashul pam achasan, which was already cooked once. Ain isim shuv choizel mvash. There's no use if you go ahead and cook it again. Vayin a davish and nishbashul kvar cold zarkay. Ain kan isim chal mvashavs. Now there's certain foods which there may be a difference in opinion of what's called fully cooked. Right, like steak. We said one example is steak. I think there's one other example also. I don't remember offhand. So then it gets a little more complicated.
Eggs.
You're right. There's soft, there's medium, and there's hard. But what?
Runny eggs.
No,
forget about raw. But there's soft eggs. There's a soft boiled egg, which is very fully cooked to some people. But over there, you could say more that you might say hard boiled is. But you're right. It's a good question. Some people really like some. Yeah. Okay. I feel like Yehoshua Machman say, "Avim dayin lo nigma bishul." If you didn't finish the bishul. Even if it reached the Shia Machman the Soy, as Yesh Isil, the Garden of Shabbos, also to finish it off on Shabbos. Leibach called Dov and Emma calls this, the Dov Shikva and his Bashlein by Oidis Abishal. So now we have Dov Yovish, which is a dried product, and Dov Alach. Let me ask you a question. So Dov Alach, we said the Bishal of a Dov Alach is heating it up, making it hot. At what point does it lose its Bishal? At what point did the Dov Alach lose its bishul?
At 110?
By liquid or solid?
Liquid. At what point? The solid won't lose it because if it's fully cooked, no matter what you do, it's...
When it gets hot. When you can tell that it wasn't heated up.
When it cools off enough that most people don't consider this hot. I mean, right, you start off with a very hot tea.
It doesn't have the smoke.
What?
It doesn't have the...
No, the steam already you can lose, but... What I mean to say is that if I have, let's say, a hot tea, right? I have a hot tea and sitting on the table. At some point, someone who wants a hot tea and say, this is just not a hot tea. So then it lost its bishul. Even though it's still not yatsa leathers, but it's not as hot as it was when I took it off the fire. But because, man, people consider this a hot chicken soup, even though it's lower than yatsa leathers, they didn't lose it. Yeah.
If you have the cold soup, and you take hot water from the urn, add it in.
Okay, we're going to get to that. That's mixing cold water with hot water, which will come up also.
It's like when you're refilling a bowl of soup and chops, it's still like hot at the bottom.
We're going to discuss that also. Good. These are good questions. But we're learning the rules now, and then we're going to be able to discuss that. Okay. Let's turn the page. I just spoke that out. Okay, the next thing is called Dava Afoy Vitzalur. Now, what about Afiyah? What's the difference between Bishul, Afiyah, Tzli, Mitugan? The method of cooking, right. So what's the difference of the, what are the different methods? What? Bishul is?
Water.
Cooking.
Boiling, right? Boiling, cooking, boiling in water, right? Afiyah is?
Baking.
What's the idea of baking? Baking is
dry
that
heat.
It's dry heat on all four sides. Tzli.
Open fire.
It's open fire, so the heat is coming up from the bottom.
What's cooking?
That's roasting, right.
A grill is sleep?
Yeah.
Oven?
Oven also could
what's
be... No, oven just
is... What's broil?
What?
What's broiling?
Baking, because if you want to bake challah, if you put a dough on a grill, you'll end up with a rock.
Like what's
cooking?
Rock.
Cooking is in liquid.
There's on oven.
And broil.
I don't know in the oven.
Wait,
no, in halacha, we're going to be using these terms.
Seven ways of preparing food.
Again, in
rock.
What?
How many ways are there of preparing food? Five or seven? What
the
cooking series?
There's Bishul, Afiyah, Tzli, Tigun.
There's also sous vide.
Yeah, we'll speak about that also.
That's
all
boiling.
These, write down all these questions. We have to talk about all these things.
Searing is the same thing as grilling.
Right. Okay, so now the question is... it's a good question, very good question.
Cooking in liquid?
Very good question. He's going back to what we just discussed beforehand. We said that there's no bishul acha bishul. On solids, once it's fully cooked, doesn't make a difference. Could cool off, there's still no bishul. On liquids, we said that as soon as it cools off enough, that's considered cool or cold or not hot anymore, it's not hot anymore, it lost its bishul. What happens when you have a mixture of liquid with solid? Right? Very common case.
Gravy,
exactly. Shabbos.
Poppers.
Someone wants to warm up their poppers, their whatever it may be. Again, with the head to dick away. How do we view this? Do we view this as a solid and therefore I will be able to warm it up with the halachas of warming up? Or are we going to say, no, but there's liquid over there. And therefore, you have to follow the rules of liquid, which will be a shalad bishul, and that's the end of discussion.
Same thing with the vegetables in the soup.
All different examples. What?
Can you say if the chickens in the ikr, therefore go after
but if there's a but if there's a substantial amount of liquid there, it means not just damp but there's liquid over there, then we view it that you're cooking the liquid.
So
what would you do?
So
you take the peppers out, shake it off, and heat up the peppers by itself. You don't have a problem, you're right. But I want to tell you something. One second. Listen for a second. Listen for a second before we throw
it.
If you're not going to get the rules, you're going to be confused. You already lost the rule. So now what happens when I handle liquid that congeal? Right, what's the din? So halacha l'maisa, we consider it as a, for these halachas, we consider it as a dry. Because right now it's solid.
A jello?
A congealed.
So if you have a chicken that's in the fridge with the gel, you could put the whole thing
right.
On the warmer?
That's right. But I run into another problem. And whoever's talking is a mistress. Another very fundamental problem. There's something called noilad. So even though mitamach is bishul, I said it was muta, but now you have another issue called noilad. Noilad is we are changing the texture of it. So even though we're considering it yavesh with these halachas, and therefore would not be considered bishul, but when I heat it up, it's turned into liquid, like you said. And now I'm changing the texture. I have a shell of nylad. Also, now I have to learn the sug of nylad also. When's nylad muta? Is it muta?
If you cook up the warm up the poppers, can you put the sauce on afterwards?
Okay, we'll talk about that also. We'll get to that. Let's just get the rules. So again, so we have so far ein bishul acha bishul, which means something which is fully cooked by salads. It's fully cooked by liquid, it's hot, it's warm, it's considered hot. If it's congealed, we can consider it like a yavesh. But when we talk about the practical cases, we're going to have to discuss also the halacha of noilad when we get to that. Now, what about something which was baked? I have challah, which was baked in the oven. and now I want to heat it up. Is that called rebaking it? Again, ain afiyah afiyah. Just like we said, bishul, there's no bishul after bishul, there's no afiyah afiyah. Same thing with tzli. If I have something which was roasted, ain't tzli achat tzli. Where it gets complicated is if, let's say, I want to do bishul achafiyah. I have a piece of bread, which was baked, and I want to stick it into a hot pot of liquid, of soup, and now it's going to get cooked in the soup, right? Or I have something which was tzaloi, something which was roasted, and now I want to stick it into a liquid which is going to be bishul.
It's already been made or roasted, so you're not cooking anymore. You're just making
very good, very good, very good svara. But I want to tell you a chiddush. This is a chiddush. It's in halacha, which those that appreciate food may appreciate this. But the taste, right? Something, let's take something which was salted, which was roasted.
Steak.
Grilled, right?
Steak.
Something which was, compare, a good case, chicken. Take boiled chicken and take baked chicken. The time of it is completely different. So when I take that cooked chicken and I bake it now, I'm giving it a whole different taste. It's a nayachetza. That's the svar. This is machlaikis. There are those that say, like, what's your first name again? Naftali said that once it's cooked, it's already brought to fully edible. Zeo, the end of the day. Others say, no, but the fact that it changes the taste, it's a different, right? Something which is grilled has a burnt taste to it.
No, not the second time.
Well, the second time what?
Meaning I grill a piece of chicken, right?
Yeah.
On Shabbos, I heat it up.
There's something else. I'm talking about now I want to cook it, right? I'm talking about bish.
I want to
cook it in water, in liquid now. I want to put it into a hot pot of soup.
Is there bishul that's also heating up?
I'm talking about bishul achatzli.
I know, I'm saying bishul achatzli also by heating up. That's considered.
It depends where you, how you're heating it up. Right?
So heating up is considered a second bishul?
Depends how you're heating it up.
If you have a hot soup.
It depends how you're heating it up. If you're doing it in a way that you're going to give it now a tzli taste. Right? I'll give you an example where it's discussed. Some people are concerned about heating up their challah. Because the challah was baked. And now it might be a case of tzli. I tain it's not a problem. Why? Because if you work with the lumdus that I just said, there's the tam of the tzli. That the challah now doesn't taste tzolah. It might be dried out. It might be a little burnt. But that's not tzli.
If you have hot soup and you dip...
Okay.
Are you allowed to dip your challah?
Very good question. So we're going to learn. Good.